Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 13 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt, with me this morning. Good morning, Charlotte. How are you?
I'm great. How are you this morning, Aaron?
Very well. Nice to get to visit with you. How are things?
Yeah.
The Board of Supervisors met this morning. How was the meeting overall?
The meeting was fine. We had a glitch with Zoom this morning, and so we didn't get started on time.
Okay.
So, so it took a while, and our IT person,
uh-huh.
he did try to do everything, but he couldn't get the audio to work. So it was not on Zoom and was not recorded this morning, and we're sorry about that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's talk about the meeting after you did get started. All the supervisors present at the meeting?
Mark Peterson was he was remote, but we he called in, and so he was basically conference called in. So.
Okay. All right. Minutes were accepted. Audience comments. What did you have there?
We didn't have anybody. We didn't have any audience comments today.
Okay. Supervisors weekly committee and assignment updates.
Only two supervisors had assignments this week. Bryant Amos attended the public health meeting, and Mike Olson attended the MCDC meeting.
Okay.
So that's all.
All right. And then Dorsey and Whitney LLP for the countywide urban revitalization. Tell me about that and the discussion, if any, took place.
They were on Zoom, so talk to us today about urban revitalization in Montgomery County. So we're going to put them, they're going to come back onto the agenda next week.
Okay. Secondary roads update. Did you have secondary roads?
We did have secondary
roads. All right. Tell me about that.
Just so everybody knows, just Paul's Rock to Coburg and Cold Patching south of Stanton, 210th Street between L and M Avenue has been upgraded to a level A road.
Okay.
And then she had Red Rock has been placed on the Clark Subdivision Road and will be placing road signs up as soon as the road or the shoulder dries out. So
say that again. The Red Rock has been placed on that road?
Pardon?
Did you say the Red Rock has been placed on that road?
It has been placed on the road, right,
okay.
Correct.
Well, is that the final code of that? Will there be more rock put on top of the red rock, or is that going to be the final surface with that?
Then road rock will be placed per our road agreement with Jeremy Clark.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also they're putting in the new GPS systems and cameras in their dump trucks, vehicles, and motor graders. And I did ask about that. I said, how does that benefit them? And it benefits not just the drivers, but back in the office, there's just a lot of situations where, they had the old radio systems that were outdated,
mm-hmm.
and knowing, knowing where the vehicle is, et cetera, et cetera. So she said it was a much needed upgrade. So
all right.
They're working on that. And that's about 2/3 of the way through being finished.
Okay. So is that being installed locally, or are they having people come in and install that equipment, or how does that work?
I think it's just being installed locally.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anything else from secondary roads?
That's all from secondary roads.
Okay. Maintenance, the Schumacher Elevator Company at the Courthouse Elevator. Tell me what took place there.
Yes, and the gentleman that was here, his name was Brett. Brett, last name is Abels, Abels, representing them. And he explained to us that our elevator was installed in 1984, and it has all the original components.
Oh, wow.
And so the components right now, we're okay, but we've had several times where our elevator hasn't worked properly, and we're worried about the safety of the people that need to use it. And so they've come and fixed it. But they had, reached out to our maintenance director, Dan Wright. And so the components won't, pretty soon the and maybe even now, you know, when you try to get new components for something and your piece of equipment is that old, they're just not available. And so we have to upgrade the components, and basically they're the mechanical components.
Okay.
Like the shell of every, you know, the elevator itself, the shell, the doors and all that stuff, they're all in good shape, he said, but it's basically the mechanical components, you know, that are in the mechanical room.
Sure.
And so that's what he talked to us about and his proposal. And
Was there a dollar amount with that, or was there?
Yes, it was $150,033.
Okay. And but there was no action item on that, or what's the case with that?
No. Dan, actually, there's another company that someone had suggested to him out of Omaha to reach out to them and have them also come and look and give us a proposal. And so he doesn't have that yet, but we did ask if they would come and also do a presentation in person. And he said, I'm sure they will.
Okay.
And so we just kind of need to do that, because also there's certain things like warranties that we'd like to make sure that we have.
Sure.
So that you don't get new equipment and then things break down.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So more to come on that.
Pardon?
I say so. More to come along
more
the.
More to come on yep. that. More okay. to come. Yes.
Anything else from maintenance, or was that it for maintenance?
That was it for maintenance
All right.
today.
Then Jan Norris, pipeline comments. What did you learn from Ms. Norris?
Yeah, she kind of highlighted three things: the Eighth Circuit Appeals Court. They had a 2-1 ruling to block the enforcement of the ordinances in Shelby and Story County.
Yeah.
And then. House File 639 on eminent domain that the governor vetoed. And so also then South Dakota up there, Summit Carbon did not reapply for whatever they, I didn't get everything written down, but, you know, they didn't reapply to the South Dakota legislature or whatever their utilities commission is. So, just have to wait to see what happens here and how things flow out. So that's what she kind of talked about.
All right. New business: discuss and approve the Red Oak Country Club's retail permit application for cigarette, tobacco, nicotine, and vapor. Approved?
That was approved unanimously.
Agenda items for the next meeting.
We're going to have claims for the next meeting, and then hopefully, and I believe Dorsey and Whitney, they will come back. And we had sent out a thing for cleaning bids for the courthouse. You have to do it every year. And the bids that we have will be presented next agenda, next Tuesday.
Okay. All right. Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. Anything else that we need to be aware of from the supervisors meeting or otherwise, Ms. Schmidt?
Yes. Well, just announcement, the auditor's office, everybody knows that they're going to be closed this Thursday and Friday, June 19th and 20th. They have to attend this meeting in person in Des Moines, Secretary of State, for the new election laws and process. And so they leave after work on Wednesday and they go up to Des Moines and they'll be in training for 2 days. So just so everyone knows that will be occurring.
Okay, very good. All right, sounds great. Well, I appreciate it. Anything else that we need to be aware of?
That's all.
Good to go.
That's all I have on my notes.
Very cool. All right. Well, thank you for the information and for making time for us, and we'll look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Yes, thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
Thank you much. Charlotte Schmidt with me again, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.